Jesse told me that you told this old woman that Lifesavers would be good for her asthma, as a result of which you would give her the Lifesavers and she would give you schnapps.
I don't know if it's true. It might be true. Because one thing my mother used to send me, my sisters, packages of Lifesavers. And Rossi was in the house with me, and they sent me a tin fruitcake. It was for Thanksgiving, right? And I was saving that goddamn cake for Thanksgiving. And we were in this farmhouse, and we had to get out of there in a hurry. And I had two things, that fruitcake, and my mother sent me a Bible, and it had like a metal cover on it, it wasn't gold, it was a brass colored pocket size. And I had that, and she had my name engraved on it, you know. And I had set that down when I went to bed. I had to get out in a hurry. I left that and the goddamn fruitcake. And I lost the Bible and that fruitcake. I carried that fruitcake for a week and a half, 2 weeks, a week to Thanksgiving. It was kind of crazy. You know, you have to be this way a little bit. Because I can remember during the bulge, right? It was Christmas time. And everybody said, gee, it's Christmas, it's Christmas. And I said, yeah, we got no Christmas trees, right? There's an old, scroungy old tree with no leaves on or nothing, right? So I went in the tank, I got about four cans of machine gun bullets, right? They held 250 rounds. I unraveled them, decorating the tree, you know. Look around, you find an old bottle or something, you tie a string on it, whatever you can find, and put it on the tree. Stuff like this here, you know. Kind of make people laugh a little bit. And then I remember the company, it was also during a ball. The company was together and the 3rd platoon was yanked out. We just got there, we thought we were going to have a couple of days off. And they took the 3rd platoon, they sent us someplace with a battalion of infantry. Uh-huh. We went back there about 3 days later to pick up our meal. And half the guys in the company had patches all over the rail. They had found a still in town. So they knew there was a still, so somebody knew how to make booze. Right? So they got the guys and they were drinking the stuff that was being made and they went crazy. They started fighting amongst all that stuff.
That picture of the machine gun bullets on the Christmas.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Sure. All that kind of stuff. You old can or like the rations.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right? They had these keys where you like a sardine can, right, you know how it opens, right?
Uh-huh.
You just hang it up with that. You never break it off, right? It just goes as far as you could until the cover come off and then hang it up on the tree with the thing there, you know. Stuff like this here. whatever you found, you know. An old sock, duty sock.
So what would your mother send in the packages? She'd send Lifesavers?
Yeah.
She used to send Lifesavers, right? And always a stick of pepperoni. You could smell that goddamn package of mine. And boy, I'm telling you, the guy used to fight over that pepperoni. And it'd be little cans of whatever, you know, like jam, something that was unperishable, you know. But the pepperoni, that's good for a couple of months.
Do you remember the house that Rossi described where there was a blanket covering a hole in the wall where a shell had gone through?
That's where I left my Bible and the fruitcake.
That's the place?
Yeah.